Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. As we approach Scripture this morning, pray with me. Oh, gracious God, we give you thanks for your love. We give you thanks that we are part of your family because of your grace. Nurture us and help us to nurture one another. We ask it in the name of Jesus the Christ, the living Word, and the people of God together say, Amen. Our scripture this morning is the familiar passage of the story of Bartimaeus. I think we have a lot to learn about Bartimaeus, of course, about Jesus, about what Jesus calls us to be and do, but also about who it is we're called to be as disciples. Listen for the word of the Lord. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered Bartimaeus to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you. So, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to Bartimaeus, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately Bartimaeus regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. I like Bartimaeus, and I think Bartimaeus has a lot to teach us. I like Bartimaeus's persistence. He's on the side of that road, and he's being bold. He shouts out for Jesus, Bartimaeus does. And when people tell him to be quiet, what does he do? Shouts even more loudly. This man is going to be heard. He's just going to be heard. Regardless of what decorum would suggest he do or not do, regardless about embarrassment or the lack thereof, he's going to be heard. He wants something and he reaches for it. When I think of Bartimaeus, I think that I'm often too shy to shout out or to reach out so boldly. What about you? There are times when I'm asked to do something and I don't do it because I need to think about it too long. And by the time I've come up with my answer, the ship has passed. Whatever it is that needed doing got done. My opportunity was lost. Somebody else did it, or nobody did it at all, and it went undone because I wasn't bold enough, persistent enough, eager enough. Bartimaeus invites us all to be attentive, to speak up, to step up, to raise our hands. And if nobody's asking us, then Bartimaeus invites us to shout out. I like Bartimaeus because even though he's blind, he's perceptive. He's perceptive. Even though his eyes don't work, he sees. Son of David, he calls Jesus. He knows who Jesus is. Man of God, merciful, powerful, a man worth calling up, a prophet, a healer, a possibility. Bartimaeus sees something in Jesus, even though Bartimaeus can't see. And some of Jesus' followers, even though their vision is 20/20, were slow to recognize Jesus for who he was. But a blind beggar saw in Jesus a man of God. This man is worth taking a shot at. And so he calls for him. Now, Bartimaeus is going to learn more about Jesus later on. But even though he can't read the signs, he can see the signs. Or even though he can't see them, he can read them. And he knows that Jesus has something about him worth taking a closer look at. I fear that my vision, though it's pretty good, there's much I don't see. There's much I miss. You know the old joke about the man who trusts God and the floodwaters are coming on the nearby river? And the sheriff comes by in a station wagon and says, "Hey, we got to get you to higher ground." He says, "No, I trust God. God is who I call upon, and God will come if I need to be delivered. Well, the waters keep rising, you know the story, and the sheriff finally comes by in a motorboat and says, hey, get in the boat, the floods are coming up, you got to get out of here. No. The man says, I trust God, I will call upon God, I am calling upon God, and God will come if I need to be delivered. God is worthy of my trust. The floodwaters come, the man's house uproots and starts floating downriver, and the man is holding on to his chimney on the roof, and the sheriff comes by in a helicopter. Hey, grab the rope. No, the man says, I'm fine. I'll call upon God, and God will deliver me. The man dies and goes to heaven. He says, God, I'm upset with you. I'm disappointed. I thought that if I called upon you, you would come, and you didn't come. And God says, tell me. I came in a station wagon, I came in a boat, I came in a helicopter. I love that old chestnut of a joke, but the joke hurts me a little bit because the joke describes me. I'm looking for God, I'm praying for God, and God's sitting right next to me, and I miss it. God right now is on the front pew talking to his uncle. I miss it because I'm looking for God only in ways that suit me, that fit my theology. I'm looking for a God that I can describe in my notebook, the God I have pictured. But I miss the God who's all around me. The helicopter comes, the boat comes, the car comes, and I'm waiting for God. And yet God's agent is right in front of me. My worry works in such a way that I see oftentimes only trouble. I don't see grace. I don't see hope. I don't see love. I don't see peace. I see our murder rate going up. And I see gang violence. And I see disparity and hopelessness. And it fills my vision. It's all I see. I don't see the healing and the laughter, but it's here. Every day, ask the people at Cunningham Children's Home. They'll tell you every day they see God's grace. Tracy Dace and his staff will tell you every day they see God's grace at the Dream House. It's in the hallways of Carl Hospital. It is. Ask a nurse. Ask a tech. They're filled with God's grace, I'll tell you. It's in the classrooms of our schools. It's in our grocery stores, on the bean aisle. It was on the bean aisle on Friday when I shopped. I didn't see it in the vegetable aisle. God's grace abounds in our choir room. Sometimes all I see is bad news. I don't see the good news all around me. Shame on me. Shame on me for not looking or expecting or hoping as Bartimaeus did. People who survey religious institutions in this country, they say that the mainline church and the church in general is shrinking. They tell me that the numbers are going down and they've been going down since the 50s. People are finding other things to do besides come to their houses of worship. Families are spending more time in, say, soccer club, or they're traveling, whatever they're doing, I don't know. But they're not coming to church as often. We know that. We see that here. What's going to happen to the church if people slowly, slowly stop coming? What will happen if our kids or grandkids don't take church as seriously as we do? Sometimes I miss yesterday's bigger church, stronger church. I miss it so much that I fail to see today's church. I fail to see the ministries that are defying gravity here in this place, now, in these halls, on and off this campus. Speaking of church, a Sunday school teacher asked her class of little children about Warren's age, why do we need to be quiet in worship? And a little girl raised her hand and said, because all the people are sleeping. I need to wake up. I need to wake up and see what's around me right now. I need to get my eyes checked. Bartimaeus is my doctor. I need to get my heart checked. Bartimaeus had perspective. Bartimaeus saw the possibility of God's grace, even though Bartimaeus was blind. I like this man. I like Bartimaeus's eagerness. When Jesus asked to see him, Bartimaeus springs up. He doesn't drag his feet. He sprang up. Bartimaeus is open to the possibility of a miracle. So often, I am not open to the possibility of a miracle. Because I think I know it all. I think I know how this is going to play out. Oh, I've seen it before. I'm so wise. I don't pay attention to the miracle budding around me. But my friend Bartimaeus, he is abounding in hope. He has every reason to be down and out. He's a beggar, after all. Instead, he leaps up when the opportunity presents itself. Now, Jesus healed Bartimaeus' eyes, and we think, well, that's the climax of the story. That's it. We see God's power in Jesus Christ. Well, certainly, that's important. But that is not the end of the story, and we know it. Mark tells us that Bartimaeus followed Jesus on the way. Bartimaeus became a follower of Jesus. I imagine a lifetime of energetic, faithful service from old Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Scripture doesn't say a thing about where they went and what role Bartimaeus may have played. Scripture doesn't tell us anything else about Bartimaeus, period. But I'd like to think that Bartimaeus ended up in a place like this, gathered around a font with people like you, endeavoring every day to follow God's Son, Jesus, along the way, wherever that way would lead. I've come to believe that when I'm looking at you, I am looking at the eyes of Bartimaeus. And whether his DNA twines in your blood or not, we are kin. And we have much to learn from our brother Bartimaeus. He's eager. He's bold. He won't be shut out. He expects good things. And when greeted with grace, he honors it and follows the giver of grace to a place like this centuries later. When I see your persistence, when I see your encouragement, when I see your enthusiasm, when I see your faithfulness, I'm looking into the eyes of Bartimaeus. You look familiar to me. I've seen you somewhere before. Holy God, open us to your word and help us be disciples, faithful disciples. For we ask it in the name of Jesus, and the people of God together say, Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.